Well, as we open up our inbox segment, we have Counselor John Thorington here to answer today's question. Hey, John.
Hi.
Great to have you. As always, we appreciate your expertise and
your team.
We love the great work you do. Okay, a question from one of our females, female listeners this time around. She says, I've been dating my boyfriend for 15 months and the marriage talk is serious, but I'm not sure if we should go all in with one another or walk away. We've learned and grown a lot individually and together over our time together, and he's my first boyfriend. We promised one another after a year we would have these conversations because my boyfriend has ministry goals that require major decisions to be made, and whether or not I'm with him plays a big part in those. I'm feeling it's a little too early for engagement. How do I respect my boyfriend's need for answers while also not rushing into things on my part? How do you naturally and healthfully transition and talk about moving from dating into engagement?
What a great question. And my first comment to this young lady would be, don't be pressured in making that decision. Slow things down. It says in 1 Corinthians 13 that love is patient. So these folks have got some things to work out, but to operate under a sense of pressure like that, probably not going to get her best decision.
Yeah. What would you say, John, are some of the things that she should be looking for? Because it's kind of, you know, again, there's a difference between she says they've been dating 15 months, but we don't want her to write to us in 10 years and say they're still in the same spot.
Absolutely. You know, and that's not a long time, really. If a lot of folks take 2-3 years and sometimes even longer than that. So I would say be patient. Give it some time. The reality is she's looking at, do I bail out of this or do I stay in it? Those are two very different decisions. I don't think she knows for sure what she really wants, and I think she needs some time to try to process that, to work that through. And my guess is she probably needs to probably see a counselor or talk to a good friend, ask mom and dad, her family and friends, what do you think, to see if they are really in favor of that, or can they offer words of encouragement to say, listen, you probably really do need to put the brakes on here. There's some major things that you've got to consider. The reality is this guy probably wants to work it out. I understand I was a seminarian at one time, and, you know, pastors, they want to work things out. But the truth is that is such a huge decision. Putting any pressure on anyone over that matter is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Are there any things in particular she should look for as far as whether she should continue or whether she should bail out?
You know, I was just thinking about that. I dated in college, and then I was thinking about going to seminary. And I woke up one day and I thought, this woman, I do not want to lose her friendship. I want her to be around. I like her that much. And if she can't answer that with, yes, I want to spend my life with this guy, he's my best friend, I can't imagine my life without him, I think she's got some things to ask herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she doesn't want to get down the road and have him say, oh, no, I think we should just be friends and thanks for the last
That's right. 8 years. Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Okay, folks, that is great advice, and we do want to hear from you if you need advice for a question that you have. So write to us at editor@boundless.org. We will answer your question in the future if we can. Also, we want to remind you that we have a counseling department here at Focus on the Family that takes calls and inquiries from people just like yourself. And not only, if you go to focusonthefamily.com, not only could you get information there as well as advice and resources, but you could call our number and actually speak to a counselor and possibly get a referral to an approved, vetted Christian counselor in your area. So call 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800, the letter A and the word family, and ask to speak to a counselor. That's it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.